Page 210. Invading our privacy.
Who's collecting your data and how it's being used? We're joined again by Daniel Bader. He's a senior editor for Mobile Nations. Good to have you back with
us. Good morning.
I think the big question for everybody is, of the big tech companies, who does what with the data that you sign off, that you click, I agree to the terms and conditions? But we want to show people, first of all, what of your information these major tech companies are collecting. So big tech collects your contact information, your location, ads that you click on, websites you visit, and your search queries. But what do they do with that information?
So let's take Google as an example. Google, like Facebook, is an ad company. And when they take your information, they use it to give you and show you better ads.
I want to pause right there because people think of Facebook as an information conveyor. But you are very firm that it is not. It is a ad company.
It is. You are the product. You are the people that Facebook wants to show ads to. Mm-hmm. Their customers are the ad companies, the companies that want to put really relevant ads in front of your eyes so that you're more likely to click on them.
Okay. So with that premise in front of us then, Facebook, Google are ad companies, and they collect and do what with your information?
So Google does not share your information with third parties. They don't actually sell it to anybody else. Google keeps it inside the company so that you'll spend more time on Google services. The beauty of that, though, is that Google is one of the biggest data companies in the world. They have more information on you likely than Facebook because of all of the services. Gmail, it scans your emails to find keywords for relevant ads. Google Maps will keep a list of every location that you've been to. And these location services are on by default, whether you're on an iPhone or Android or you're looking up a search term on your browser. It will follow you throughout because you are logged into your Google account at all times. Facebook doesn't always have that privilege, so it uses third-party data brokers that collect lots of information about you to then allow brands to target you more effectively so that, again, once you're back on Facebook, you're more likely to click on these ads.
Copyright Your Morning.